This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Funeral services will be held later today for EAA President and CEO Tom Poperesny. Tom passed away last week on the opening day of AirVenture 2022. Poperesny was president of EAA from 1989 through 2010, succeeding his father, Paul, who founded the organization. Funeral services will be held in Brookfield. The primary election is next Tuesday. The city of Oshkosh is again reminding residents that due to redistricting, some polling places have changed. They encourage you to check in with the city clerk's office if you have any questions about where you vote. Also, if you already cast your ballot and your candidate has dropped out of the race, you can recast that absentee ballot by contacting the city clerk's office. Congressman Glenn Grothman is trying to stop President Biden from forgiving millions of dollars in student loan debt. Grothman has introduced a bill called the Fairness for Responsible Borrowers Act. The congressman says loan forgiveness is a slap in the face to Americans who pay back their student loans and those who never went to college. Page 2, an investigation shows the driver of that semi that left Interstate 41 and ran into a home, killing an 8-month-old boy, had a medical condition, and fainted prior to the crash. The first tiny home has arrived, 31 more are on the way. The Tiny Home Village will offer homeless families in Oshkosh a place to live and get job training and financial training. The City Parks and Recs Department is moving next week to the water distribution plant on 3rd Avenue. A new Parks and Rec office building will be built this fall. The Payne Art Center and Gardens is preparing for the opening of their new exhibit called The Nature of Light. The nighttime exhibition opens Monday, August the 8th, and creates more than 3 dozen lighted sculptures across the historic estate's grounds. The display will go through October the 30th. And Waterfest returns tonight to the Leach Amphitheater. Night Ranger is a headliner, along with opening acts Pocket King and The Presidents. That's a look at what's newsworthy for a Thursday. I'm Bob Brunel. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.